I wonder what Jerome Hunter thinks, because he's at the different scale towards Peter Moody. He's a smaller stable with some nice horses, and he might be able to get a double at Sandown tomorrow as well, and it's good to catch up with Jerome. How are you, Jerome?
Good, thanks.
First of all, your reaction, 10 race City Saturday meetings, a trim of the prize money. Have you had a chance to go through the announcements yesterday from Racing Victoria?
Yeah, I did. I wouldn't... I'm probably at... I wouldn't say the other end of Peter Moody, but, you know, halfway in between or something. And, oh, look, if we have to have cuts, we have to have cuts. I can see his point saying, I hope everyone's having cuts. But, look, probably with a small stable and that, it probably doesn't affect me as much as the bigger stables.
Well, it could actually be advantageous to a stable of your size with the extra race that's going to get put on a Saturday. Some of those races will be restricted to the smaller stables or those who haven't won over 15 metro races a season. So that could be a positive for a stable like yours.
Yeah, that was a highlight. I don't think it affects me as much as... And look, a majority of the trainers that's in Victoria, you know, I think a lot of us are just the middle of the road, and it gives us the opportunity to get a, you know, for the clientele we have as well, to get a city winner.
Well, hopefully you might have one or two city winners tomorrow. What are you going to do with Arredonte from that gate?
Oh, look, you know, he had a bad gate last start, and he just got back way too far. There's no way you could ever make up that much ground in the straight. So, look, I'm just going to ask Damien to find a sweet spot for him, hopefully closer than what he was last start, because certainly if he had a better barrier last start, I think he would have won.
Yeah, he hit the line really well. It's good when you've got a jockey the calibre of Damien Oliver on his back to try and overcome that obstacle. Are you confident if he does get even luck in running, he's almost the horse to beat?
I think he is. Look, I both those horses they raced on the same day, and you know there was excuses for both of them. And certainly Arredonte, if he finds a good position and he runs up to last start, he definitely is the one to beat.
And the stablemate Mungarton is the one that you're talking about. I know Mark Hunter's been very keen on this horse the last couple of times, and it just didn't get much room at all last start. How did he come through the run?
He's come through excellent. Look, he had a brilliant gate last start, barrier four, and I just said, sit one out, one back. And the horse himself missed the start. He got shuffled back, and then he was held up for most of the straight, and he only got going the last 100 metres. And, you know, it was probably more the horse's fault. So hopefully he'll jump better tomorrow and, you know, be in a better position, because I think he'll go really well.
Yeah, is he a horse that you think would be able to sit in the first three if he does jump well? Is that where you'd like him to be, maybe, first three or four?
Yeah, well, when he ran second at Sandown, he actually led, so I've got no doubts. He's the type of horse that he needs to have plenty of galloping room. He just can't sit and sprint. And probably his worst run was at Ballarat, and they just dawdled and sprinted on him. He really needs to go through his gears. So, look, with barrier eight, if he jumps well, I'm sure, you know, the big Sandown track, he'll have plenty of galloping room.
He's performed well on soft tracks. What about a heavy track?
It won't be a problem. We've trialled him on heavy tens, and he trialled really well.
Sounds like there could be a good day tomorrow of the two. Have you got a stronger confidence with either?
Look, I think both of them will go very well, but certainly Arredonte's run last start, you know, his performance was excellent, so he's probably my main pick.
Well, you're due a change of luck tomorrow, Jerome. Best of luck with both of them.
Thank you.